At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Alrighty, folks, before we dive into this episode, we've got to give a shout out to our amazing sponsor, Peak Productions.
Nothing like the sound of crisp quality. And speaking of quality, Peak Productions deliver top-notch videography to elevate your business social media game.
Absolutely. They create videos that not only look fantastic, but also drive real engagement from promos to storytelling. Peak Productions has the magic touch.
So, if you want to stand out online, hit up Peak Productions. Trust us, you'll love it, the results, just as much as I love this beer.
Yeah, check them out at www.peakproductions.com.au or check out their socials and let them take your brand to the next level.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, girl.
G'day, legends, and welcome back to another episode of the Lads Podcast. I'm Barney over here with Stiffy. How the fuck are you, Buzz?
Fucking good, mate. How are you going?
I'm fucking good, mate.
That's good. We're having a bit of roadcaster issues. Fuck, it sounds like I'm talking into a Milo tin.
Because we swapped ports and that, because mine was doing that, and this thing's fucking got a bigger drinking problem than I have.
Yeah, it was been some fucking piss spilt all over this fucking thing.
So if anyone knows anything about fucking roadcasters, you know how to fucking make this thing
come. Anyone's a fucking electronical whiz that can go in there and clean out shit with alcohol.
Bring it back to fucking life.
The roadcaster's had alcohol poisoning. I think that's what it's...
I'm pretty sure I seen it last week at fucking AA's. When I was there. But that's
it walked on him.
I give up.
Well, fucking talking about alcohol poisoning.
Crack a tin. What do you got there, bruz?
What have I got? That's a Brick Lane One Love Pale Ale.
Yeah, so shout out to Mick Malloy if you're fucking listening. I know you do. Mate, sponsor us up. She's a 1.3% One Love.
Mm.
Is it good?
Oh, mate, that's going down so well too.
It's good.
Get that in here. Crack away. Yeah.
Short, sharp, sweet.
Yeah, I couldn't really hear it because the...
Yeah, yours are fucking...
The earphones
shit.
Are fucked.
They were mine last week.
Well, it's not the earphones.
It's the roadcaster.
Happy fucking Sunday to everyone. It's Sunday now.
Sunday afternoon. Do you get that little bit of fucking Sunday depression?
Right now, I feel like, my eyes are bleeding because I've got hay fever.
Yeah.
Like they just, I've done a lot of mowing this weekend.
Yep.
So they feel like they are...
So what are you allergic to? Just
grass.
Grass and that?
Just grass.
Yeah, I'm allergic to my mother-in-law. So it's fucking every time she comes around, I start getting hay fever. And
do you?
Yeah.
Got to leave the room.
Yeah, shout out to Barb. Yeah. What's your cure for fucking hay fever?
Realistically, there's no cure for it, eh? So,
or what makes you feel better? Like, do you fucking do nasal sprays?
No.
Or fucking, I've got a couple of things that actually fix my hay fever up.
The thing I like, once I'm really bad like this from mowing grass and I've got shit going on with my eyes.
Stop rubbing your eyes.
And they're leaking from tears and then you're rubbing them, rah, rah, rah. The best thing I find is a face washer. You rinse it out under the tap and then you rinse out all the water and it stays wet.
Yep.
Fold it into threes, throw it in the freezer.
Oh, and put it over your face.
10 minutes later, 15 minutes later, you put it on your on your eyes and the cold air just seems to...
So
do its thing.
That's funny you say that because one of mine's very similar. It's not quite the same process. Is cold beer?
Yep.
Because it's obviously cold. It's sort of on the back of your throat and stuff like that. That actually helps. And the other one is, and it's going to sound strange, but I just put a pair of undies over the top of my head and over my nose, and it's whether it stops the shit getting in or it's the hot air that's coming back through. Or
what the hell?
I don't know. And they're not normally my undies.
No, I was going to say.
Yeah, they're normally Nat's undies, but yeah.
Fuck, dude.
So but it works.
Air conditioning works for me. If I go for a drive, crank the aircon, and go get a slushy from 7-Eleven.
Yep.
And I feel like within 20 minutes of slushy and cranking your aircon in your car. It's not cured, but you're, at least you're not.
You're better.
Bleed out of your eyeballs.
Yep. Oh, my God. So, other than mowing, what else have you been up to for the weekend?
Work yesterday. Then did some work on the potty, actually. Did a heap of socials. So, we've got socials for this week coming up.
Yep.
And then, what was yesterday? Oh, then mowing. I did 3.5 mowing hours yesterday. And then, yesterday afternoon, actually, I went around to see JR and the new race buggy.
Yep. How was that?
It was exciting to actually go around and touch it and see it and see the progress that he's done. Pretty much a bit of an update for Fink 2027. Fuck, it's 2025. Is the car is going to go to Kempe on Tuesday, and that's where the roll cage starts. Yep. Yeah. So that'll be there for a good week or maybe 2 weeks, building the roll cage. And then once it's from there, because it's literally only, oh shit, what have we got? We've got like less than 12 weeks. I think it's about 10 weeks to think, or 12 weeks anyway. So the weekends are going to chew out real quick.
Fuck yeah.
Once we do the roll cage.
12 weeks.
Yeah, it's quick as. And I fucked up too. 110 mile an hour is what we're chasing. 60, so it's about 180.
Yeah, 180.
Yeah, I said 210 last potty.
Yep.
I knew there was a 10, but it was 110 mile an hour,
yep,
which equates to about 180 mile an hour, kilometres now. Yeah, correct. Yeah,
you wouldn't want to get out at that speed.
Oh, fuck no.
No.
Fuck. So that's the, anyway, so stay. There's a lot going on behind the scenes. JR's keen to come on for a potty before we go.
Yep.
So once we get a bit more ahead. Get a
new roadcaster and, yeah.
We're going to need to get a new roadcaster. She's fucked. So yeah, I went around and seen him for a few hours, went through the buggy, went through what he's got going on and getting my head around where it is. That's good. And yeah, last night just chilled out, watched a bit of bloody crap on TV.
Yep.
And then sort of a repeat this morning, actually. Yeah. Did a bit more mowing this afternoon or today. Bit of whippersnipping. Went to the pub for lunch.
Nice.
Yeah, the
overall. What'd you have? What'd you go to?
Well, the son was with me, so we went and had chicken. We just got a couple of entrees. Chicken wings, salt and pepper calamari, and we just had some fries. So it's just little finger food stuff. Yep. And I saw Hemsy there too. He just got back from CMC. Actually, no, he's going back tonight. Man's a fucking cannon.
It's on Sunday night as well.
It's like a 4-day event. Thursday, wow. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah, I did see that video of Hemsy
doing the old
backflip.
Backflip. Yeah. He brought the backflip to CMC. He also brought to CMC a fucking crocky.
A crocky?
He brought a crocky.
How can you drink out of a crocky?
Oh, he fucking did. I'll show you a video later. Like
fucking 10 people be able to drink out of that.
Mate, I nearly vomited looking at it, just watching him pour it. I know where those crocs have been.
So he was, that video was recorded on like a fucking Channel 7 fucking or an ABC.
Yeah.
One of the very first ones.
Shocking video.
Like that looked like it was fucking videoed through a crocky.
I think it was a Nokia 6110.
Oh, mate, they have fucking better fucking pixels than those. Whatever it was, fucking send us the details because fucking I'm never going to buy one.
Oh, fuck, whatever.
I bet it was an Android.
If it was, he runs the...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Runs an iPhone fucking 8.
8?
Like, it's ridiculous. It's this tiny little thing, and it's just... Oh, anyway.
It's an 8.
Good on your Hemsy.
Whether it was that was recording, but yeah, it was fucking... Yeah. Get a better phone.
Well, at least the backflip's still getting around.
It is, mate, yeah. So bring it on. I've still not done another one. I've been questioned a few times about it, and I think the people are just, yeah, look, I can't do it to you. One was a Sheila, so
I might have to put it up on the private Facebook group.
Yep.
But the video quality is shithouse.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. It was, if you didn't explain it, I actually wouldn't have known what it was.
Yeah. Piss poor effort there.
Yeah.
Piss poor effort, Hemsy. Yeah. Do better. Fucking be better, Hemsy.
And don't be sorry about it. Just be better. Yeah. Don't ring in and fucking say I'm sorry or anything like that. Just fucking be better.
Yeah. I'm disappointed. Not in him, just in the video quality.
Yep.
Yep.
Shit ass.
Righto, how about you, mate? Like, what's cracking with you? What's going on?
Had a big weekend this weekend. It started on Friday afternoon, went around to Tommy TC Coolers.
Tommy, shout out TC.
We got some stubby coolers made up for Phil Anal's memorial ride.
Yeah.
So we designed those and a couple other little ones that we were sort of working on as well in the background.
Oh, good.
And, had a few beers with him and sort of wasn't – nothing planned, and then come home and – when we're at Tommy's, we're actually watching the Cowboys and
Broncos
play.
Yep.
And Cowboys were in front of when I rang, and I rang my mate Wayne. I went, "Fucking, fucking Cowboys are going fucking good, yeah." And he goes, "Yeah, fuck." He just played the game, like fucking talk whatever it was, and
yep.
He said, "I'm actually fucking leaving now. I'm fucking coming home." It's and as soon as I hung up, it's Broncos come in, fucking scored like. I literally pressed hang up and the Broncos come in and then fucking owned the game.
Yep.
So then he got back to my place.
So you fucked the Cowboys for him.
So he got an Uber home. Then we got on the piss in the shed. And then we seen the sun come up.
Hey. All nighter.
All nighter. Pulled an all nighter in the shed. Just talking shit.
Oh, like fucking just, hell. Are you putting some prep work in for the fucking night?
Yes. I'm fucking on form, mate. Like I'm fucking... fitter than fucking, I don't know.
Give dude.
Michael Goggins. I'm fitter than Goggins. I'm Goggins.
Strutting the flats. You're flat fit. That's what you are.
I went back to bed and I went, fuck, if I go back to bed now, I'm not going to get up to like fucking, and I had a whole heap of shit to do for the daddo and stuff like that. I had everything planned.
Yeah.
I said, nah, fucking grab a coffee and fucking off you go.
Man up. Just get
back down the shed. And I think I end up going back to bed that night at about 7 o'clock that night.
Oh,
the next night. So I was fucking proper fucked.
So what time? How was today then? Were you back in the shed today?
Yeah. So I got a really good sleep. So I woke up this morning about 8:30 and back down to the shed.
Back into it.
I actually done lots of little bits. So I went back down to the shed, come back up and watch a bit of TV. And you get there and you go, cunt, you've actually got shit to do. Get fucking back down there. Get your ass out of this fucking chair. So I really had to ride my ass to do some shit. But yeah, got shit done and yeah, I feel pretty good.
Yep.
But I'm not going to lie to you. And I was late today. And I'm just going.
Oh, you hit the wall.
I'm just going. I could have stayed home very easily.
Well, I had a nanny nap this afternoon.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nanny naps are good, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I had a little lay down. and I'm like, I've got to get up. We've got to go. Anyway, so it's good. Good, mate. So productive, busy.
I've even been cooking and shit too. So I've cooked
dinner tonight
because the girls are away at our Warwick for some horsey thing. So they're up there. So when they get home tonight, which will be for me, there'll be a fucking roast chicken in the oven ready to go.
Look at you go.
I'm fucking, mate, I've done so much this weekend.
A roast chicken as in a bachelor's handbag roast chicken?
No, so actually it's one of the things that on my notes I actually want to talk to you about. So the bachelor's handbags.
Yeah. The Woolies, the Coles.
Coles, fucking
IGA.
IGA, fucking wherever whatever. You get them from. Fucking Raj, fucking down at the 7-Eleven.
Raj. Yep.
They're good, yeah?
Fuck, mate, they are so good.
But.
Here we go.
Cooking one out of the big chicken, the fucking like, 10 times the fucking size of a fucking of the bachelor handbags chicken.
Yeah, the big.
The big. So I cook it in a slow cooker.
Yep.
So I put it in the slow cooker for like 4 or 5 hours and just let it cook away slowly, fucking put all the rubs and shit on it and then fucking throw it in the oven.
Yep.
And just fucking on high for fucking, I don't know, 20 minutes or so.
Yep.
And it just crisp up all the fucking sin in that. It is so tender.
Yeah.
Tenderer than a Saints cock.
Yeah. Ooh.
It's fucking tender.
Ooh.
It's juicy. It's, yeah.
Yep.
So much better, but convenience-wise, price-wise, everything else like that. Like, I think there might be like fucking $20.
Have you ever done the Milton Mango one? Like the can-up? Can up its ass?
Yeah, I call that beer bum chicken.
Beer bum chicken.
Yeah. It's fucking, how good's that?
Oh,
it's got beer in it, so it has to be.
Yeah, it's moist, bro.
But I put, with my beer bum chicken... I actually put garlic and onion in the actual can.
Oh,
as well, not just the fucking, just a can of beer.
Look at you go.
Yeah, just so you don't fucking feel like drinking it afterwards, so just in case you run out or anything.
Drink the juice. get in around my mouth.
Yeah, no, hectic weekend, mate. Very flat now. Well, not flat. I'm still all right.
Yeah, well.
But,
That's good.
Back to work tomorrow.
That's the go. Well, I've got a bunch of call-ins that we can get through today too. So do you want to listen to a couple of them?
Let's do it.
Yeah, good.
It's got to be better than listening to us too.
Well, I mean, there's a few that have called in. I think there's a couple of double ups, but
yep.
Fuck it. Let's get into a couple of lads that have called in.
Right out.
And I think there might even be a Sheila in here too. Anyway, we'll start from the top. Here we go.
Right out.
Let's crack into some of these.
G'day, Stiffy and Barney. Bot from Bundy here.
G'day,
Bot. How you going, fellas?
Good, mate. Good. How are you?
Yeah, I wish I was that well. I've fucking cut up a bit rough today, I've got to tell you. But you know what they say? The only way to, you know, if you get bucked off the horse, you just got to get back on. So I'm just going to have a crack here. You might as well get back on it. Just hang on. Oh.
Solid.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get a bit of that into me.
Fuck yeah. Smash it, Bundy.
We'll wait here.
Oh, fuck
you.
Yeah. Actually, that went down like razor blades. But the other day, you were talking about Blumkin, and it reminded me of not a time when I had Blumkin. I don't think I could ever do that. I'm pretty keen on trying most things, but I think I would draw a solid line through that. But anyway, I was at a bar, and a mate was, you know, he brought up this Blumkin, and he gave this fucking long, very detailed description. It was, I was nearly having a retch thinking about it. And as I started getting over it, another mate's propped up and he's gone, "I reckon I've got one worse than Blumkin." And the two of us have looked at him and gone, "Fucking what? Worse than a Blumkin or more disgusting than a Blumkin?" He said, "Yeah, you want to try a Mississippi bird bath."
Oh.
Look that fucker up, boys.
Yeah.
Yes. We all know about that now, don't we?
Yes. That,
Oh, God. There's a bit going on with those.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yeah, like, it just, I like, fuck, how? Why?
The Mississippi bird bath's all right. It's the filthy one.
Gatorade.
The normal ones are right.
Gatorade one, yeah.
Yeah, go for it. Mate, imagine on a hot, stinking day.
If that fucking tickles your fucking
ass. That Mississippi
ass,
bird like, bath would just be like, oh, so good.
Oh, the first one or the second one?
The clean one.
Yeah.
The normal Mississippi bird bath.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
I think everyone should get around it.
Mm.
The filthy one. Not even.
I've got big balls too, so it'd be really hard to get. But like, can you just dunk one or two?
You know what you need? You know the you know that game?
Oh,
the game with the mouth stretcher? Oh my God. Mississippi bird bath with one of those dead. Yeah. What is that called? The stretchy thing? You shove it in your mouth and it opens it right up. Yeah. You'd be able to sit both agates in there then.
Oh, actually, before we go on to the next one, my dentist.
What? He gave you a Mississippi bird bath?
No, in Yarrabilba. So we're just talking about dentists and that. Yeah. Got done for dealing drugs.
What?
I've been going to him for 12 years and I never knew he was a dentist. shout out to Facebook. That was on Facebook.
I think I heard that joke a few years ago. And it was starting to click to me. Yeah, right.
You can't trust anything I say anymore.
Well, that's gold, mate.
Thanks for that, Bot. Thanks for reminding us about that. It's fucking that's
got to be on the to-do list. The clean Mississippi bird bath with the fucking the dentist mouth, the thing, and a Gatorade.
So you also have big nuts?
Nah.
No, so you can put but both. You don't need that then. So just, if they can open up big enough.
That's what I mean.
I'll drop them in. No.
You can swirl them around like a big tea bag.
No.
Yep.
Paul, when you get to it, fucking let us know. Give us a fucking
I'll take a video of it like fucking Hemsy did with his quality of his video. Yep. With his camera.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Actually, I don't even want to see it. I just want to hear about it.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bot.
Yeah. Cheers, mate.
Here we go.
Hi, lads. How you going? All right. Not bad yourself. Yeah, good. Thanks. Pink Bits here. Just calling in with another joke for you.
Pink Bits.
What do you call a swimming terrorist?
Oh, I don't know.
A bath bomb. Fucking seers.
Fucking coming hot. He coming screaming hot.
I think he's been watching the F1s or something.
Holy fuck.
Fucking gone.
He might have been out of a couple of Red Bulls.
I think three or four.
Fuck, records, that was a good intro.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, a bath bomb. What is it? What was it?
I don't know. You have to play it again because I'm still listening to the first bit.
I think I'll have to play it again.
Yeah, play it again.
All right. All right. I'll try not to laugh this time.
Hey, lads. How you going? All right. About yourself? Yeah, good. Thanks. Pink Bits here. Just calling in with another joke for you. What do you call a swimming terrorist?
That's it.
A bath bomb.
Right. So it's a swimming terrorist. Oh, fuck. That intro just got me.
Yeah, that was fucking brilliant, mate. Bringing the fucking energy, sir.
That lifted the room.
Yeah.
So fuck.
The old toaster in the bath. You've seen all those ones too? The fucking going home just having a fucking bath with a toaster. Like fucking that.
Yeah.
Just saying you've had a
kind of a day. Yeah.
Kind of a day.
Oh, I'm just going to go home and get warm in the bath with the toaster.
Yeah. So I think you could actually probably slow that down like three or four and that you probably would have got it straight away. But fucking love it.
He was in top gear.
And while we've got fucking Pink Bits there, mate, I'm going to give you a fucking little shout out, mate. That fucking feed you cooked up for us the last Sunday.
Yeah.
The old chicken wings and shit and fucking hanging around your shed and having a fucking beer with you and look at all your memorabilia. That was fucking gold, mate.
I didn't do too much talking. I was sucking those wingies down.
Even got takeaway wingies.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah, I got takeaway wingies. So it was fucking good. So.
Yeah. No, good work there, Pink Pits. Oh, that was good. Righto, here we go.
Lads, legends, Seamanator here.
Seamanator!
How the fuck are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Anyway, got a bit of a palm for you. Just rate it then. Righto, here we go. Get out of your head and into the big green shed. All one is what you need. It's where you'll find the weed and feed, the lawn seed, and where some cunt fucking dog peed. Oh. And while you're there, don't forget to hit up the loo, because everyone knows you need a log or two. And last but not least, don't forget your snag with onion McSauce. Oh, McFucking McCourse. Now anyway, lads, stay out of yourselves and into each other. And bring on the podcast Royale. Can't wait to have a tin with you legends.
Oh,
cheers.
Fuck yeah. Fucking is super excited about that, eh?
That was a good little poem.
That was a good poem.
Everything in there. He's obviously done his research with some listening. Beside the weed and seed and weed, or weed and seed, I said.
Yeah.
He's done some research.
And the poo. Because you know you're going to do a poo.
Oh, yeah. Everyone knows you got to poo.
Yeah. I've done the research on that. Like, actually, not had coffee in the morning. Done a poo just before I went in there.
I think
fucking bowel cleans, fucking what are they thing where they shove the water up your ass?
Oh, chlorogonic irrigation.
Yeah, had that. Fucking walked in there, still needed to do a poo.
I think your butt just starts clenching as you walk towards the big green shed. You get out of your car, you feel good.
Mm.
As soon as you walk along that asphalt, it must be the asphalt as well, because you start.
And the toilet is always in one corner, so it's in the back left or the back right hand corner.
Yep, and if you know your Bunnings quite well.
Never in the middle of that, or if you actually go to oil fucking plumbing and the toilet's in there, do not poop in those ones. Imagine doing that.
Oh,
imagine
just wear a red shirt while you're doing it.
Chico bar, like fucking just drop it in there, like fucking just get up, like nothing's happening.
If you're going to do something crazy in there, just make sure you're wearing a red shirt.
Drop it like it's hot.
Look like you own the joint.
Just well, I reckon we should do that. Like there was that one that you sent me that.
Yeah, JP actually sent that video in.
I think that is on the to-do list. Like fucking makes me really fucking anxious. I don't think we do Bunnings at Browns Plains because that's the one I fucking...
It's too close to home, you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon we go to...
It's one that we got to be kicked out and not come back to, so...
Yeah, New Zealand. New Zealand. We'll go to New Zealand Bunnings. Oh. Actually, they have Bunnings in New Zealand?
I think they do.
Yeah.
I never hear them talk about it, though, but...
But, mate, that was a great poem, and I can't wait to have a fucking...
Oh, yeah.
A couple of tins. I will have probably more than one with you, though.
I think we'll have more than one with...
Yeah, more than one, so...
with everyone down there.
Super excited about going to that, though.
That's, oh, man. I can't wait to get to the Broadie Tavern.
I just hope my expectations don't... I don't think it will, because it was... I think last time it was the first time, but we were pretty excited about going to that, weren't we?
I think it. You make the weekend what you want it to be. If you want to be a hermit crab and stay in your room and just go,
that's not going to fucking happen.
Of course not. But if you want the maximum experience for that whole weekend, you are fucking
actually,
living.
Shout out if there's anywhere on the Gold Coast that actually has room hire by the hour or so. Fucking hit me up because I reckon I'm going to need fucking 1 or 2 hours sleep a day just to fucking get that excited.
It's like at the airport where you can just get a fucking swipe your car. Yeah. Your card and get a fucking...
Or I just take some fucking really old clothes and just sleep on the street like a homeless.
Fuck yeah.
And just put like a little fucking cardboard sign out with the fucking... with a homeless and shit like that. So
to feed me. Just tuck me in once if the blankie falls
actually,
off.
Actually, I've got a fucking homeless story.
Have you?
Mm.
Give you me it. Yeah, fucking oath.
So obviously working in the city at the moment, fucking Charlotte Street, fucking right bang smack in the city. You see all your fucking homeless. You see one, there was one there with his fucking, still had intravenous fucking thing. So he's obviously been in the hospital and just fucking.
He's still got a drip in
and
there.
Not fucking taking it out and fucking just sleeping on the street. And,
oh,
and look,
fuck
the stories
me.
Behind all of it, some are meant, some like it there, some don't. Fucking, I'm not taking the piss out of the homeless, but there was this one. So I jump out and I go into Hungry Jack's and I grab me fucking Turkish fucking bacon egg fucking roll for the morning for brekkie. That's my brekkie. And I've then got 15 minutes to walk down, so heaps of time.
Yep.
It was this one homeless bloke that had me fucking entertained. I was fucking almost late for work. Like, it was fucking, I was actually running to get there for the fucking pre-start.
Oh, yep.
This cunt was fucking the best entertainer I'd ever seen. He had this bin chicken.
Oh, no, he did.
I dead set, and mate, I fucking, hand on heart, believed that this bloke thought this was his fucking pet chicken. He was fucking trying to teach it to fucking jump through imaginary hoops. He was fucking...
Holy
he was
fuck.
Just, mate, he was talking to it. It
bit
was
going
fucking
on.
Very entertaining. Very entertaining.
Was it just you watching or did he have a crowd?
No, it was just me. Oh. So, but the other two homeless blokes were sitting out the front of Hungry Jack's and they're smoking a fucking reefer, so I don't know why that... It might have blown a few fucking bit of smoke.
Oh, yeah, right.
That, but I was just fucking memorised. I was just sitting there going...
you could have sat there for a bit.
Like, stoned as well. And
were you spewing you had to run to work? Like, you could, you were you like, fuck, I could sit here for a while?
I hate fucking being late for work. Like, that's my fucking... Yeah, and that's why I'm normally there half an hour early. So it's taken me 20 minutes... to fucking watch this cunt fucking training this fucking chicken, mate. Fucking
this bin chicken.
Fucking. I don't know what the fucking chicken was thinking, but yeah, it was priceless.
Fucking hell. Right, I got to get another beer. I'm going to be back in a sec.
Fuck me dead. I've been talking. Today's episode is also brought to you by TC Coolers. If you're looking for something unique, some custom gear to make your business stand out or your man cave even better,
then TC Coolers has you covered. TC specializes in custom stubby coolers, air fresheners, drink coasters, trucker haps, and much, much more.
And if you've got an idea, Thomas will make it happen. From design to delivery, he will ensure pickup is quick with top-notch quality.
Whether it's for your business, branding, party favors, or just to add a personal touch to your space, then they can do it all. Visit TC Coolers on Facebook today and let's bring your vision to life.
Motherfucker, did you do that on purpose? You fucking did say that.
I didn't.
I'm fucking off you. It's not, fucking, I just had a heart attack.
I just saw you throw that stubby coaster. Stubby, what is it? Stubby cooler.
I don't even know why I looked into it. I'm looking at Tommy's ad and fucking looked down there and went, oh, there's the fucking Miss Throttle stubby cooler. Oh, fucking... reach down and grab that cunt. And I'm going to pick it up now that I'm not so fucking scared.
What's inside it there, Barney? Fuck you. Oh! Oh!
Dirty great big where? Cane toe.
Oh, how did you get in here?
I do not know. Fuck off, you cunt. I'm not scared of toes either.
Oh, fuck, that was funny, man.
Literally.
We were halfway through playing TC's ad and you just launched and emailed this stubby cooler across the room.
The camera got it. Fucking legitimately.
That'll go in the blue. He's out the door too. Fuck off, you black looking thing.
Fucking mongrel kind of thing.
Toads give me the shits, eh?
I've actually got a fucking adrenaline rush after that.
Like, you know when you put your shoe on or a gum boot and you just throw your foot straight in?
You do the
same thing you just did. you proper shat.
I actually want to watch that back on video because I fucking... That put the fucking fear of God in me. I don't know, because it got a bit of a fucking snake's head.
Oh, and when you're not ready for it too, like you just
picking up me fucking stubby cooler. Me throttle fucking stubby cooler.
And out comes fucking,
yeah.
Out comes a King Henry. Yeah. Fucking hell, he was a big bastard.
He fucking was.
You ready for a crack?
Right
for
another fucking beer? Upper.
Yeah, crack that off. That's your fucking good crack. That'll calm you down a bit. Got a bit. Oh. Yeah, very good. Now, where were we up to? Who did we just play? The Bunnings one.
Mm.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yep.
G'day, Barney. G'day, Stiff. You got young Jacko from Melbourne here.
Hey, Jacko.
Just wanted to call up and tell you a joke I heard the other day. Thought you might like it.
Yeah,
to us.
This bloke walks into a pub, right, from far north Queensland. He's got a crocodile under his arm. Walks up to the publican and goes, "Hey, mate. If I can put my cock in this crocodile's mouth for 5 seconds and it doesn't bite it off, can I get a free beer?" Publican chuckles. He goes, "Mate, that ain't going to happen. Sure, I'd love to see it." So anyway, he puts the croc down on one of the tables, gets a stick, smacks it in the head with a stick, jaws open up nice and wide for him, pulls his cock out and chucks it in its mouth. Everyone's counting down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pulls it out quickly. Smack. Jaw slam shut, just missing his forey. Publican chuckles. He's like, "Fuck, mate, you deserve a pot after that. That's ballsy." Pours him his free pot. Anyway, word got around that this bloke's doing party tricks at the pub. And he gets a bit of a crowd. So anyway, he looks over his shoulder, sees this big crowd. They're all wanting to see him do it again. So he goes to the publican, "How about it?" Publican goes, "Rightio, let's see it." Does it again, smacks his croc in the head with a stick. Jaws open up nice and wide for him.
Yep.
Puts his hammer in its mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Does it again, pulls out, smack. Just misses his dick again. Publican sort of scratching his head. He goes, "Yeah, I'll give that one to you, no worries." Anyway, he asks again. And the publican goes, "Mate, I reckon you fucking trained that croc to do that. I reckon he knows that that's your cock and he ain't gonna bite it off." So this fella with the croc goes, "Right, yeah, no worries." Turns around to the big crowd he's got. He goes, "Would anyone like to volunteer?" This old lady comes up, bit of a bot fly. She comes up the front. She goes, "I'll have a go, but you don't have to whack me in the head with a stick." Anyway, boys, I hope you have a good one. See you later.
Cheers, Jagger. That's fucking
the
there.
Old misdirection the old joke
fucking there.
Smack. Sounded like he was fucking flying a 747 with the window down.
I reckon...
What the fuck was
I
that?
I was a little bit concentrated on the fucking background noises as I do, but I reckon he's got like fucking a four-wheel drive with like fucking 35-inch fucking mud tyres on.
You can picture going
You can actually hear it. I reckon he comes coming down. Fucking, Jacko, fucking ring us back if I'm not fucking right. Fucking, I'll give you a stubby cooler.
Your fucking tyres.
I reckon he's got fucking big-ass mud tyres on it and he was coming to a set of fucking stoplights.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I've got a clip I want to play later about a Nissan Patrol owner.
Right.
That's going to be for later.
Right out. We'll do that right.
That was a good fucking joke there.
It was, mate. It was, love it.
I didn't know where it was going to actually end up going, but the old lady,
you start thinking, "Oh, this is going to get in this one, this one, that one." Yeah, there's...
You don't have to hit me with a fucking stick.
I like the old misdirection ones.
She'll just open her mouth. Oh, fuck.
You reckon she would have bitten off?
She might have taken her teeth out. Just be all old gummy.
Old gummy bear. Jeez, mate.
Oh, he actually he noted that was the Maroondah Highway.
Oh, so he actually knew about the noise there too.
Maybe. Yeah, anyway.
The Maroondah Highway. Where's that?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Fucked if I know. It ain't the Bruce Highway.
Obviously fucking Melbourne because he said he's Jacko from Melbourne.
Yeah, there you go.
Righto,
next one.
Righto, do it.
G'day, lads. Wreck-It Ralph here. How are you?
Fucking hell.
Hey, Ralph.
Oh, Wreck-It.
Oi, he's fucking wound his windows up.
My windows can't be up because I'm not even in the fucking car. And I know I promised to keep it clean, but after that Memphis bird bath, we'll see how it goes. Anyway, Mr. Barney, the teacher, goes into his class and goes, righto, kids, we're going to learn about sex ed. We're going to learn how to put a condom on.
Oh.
Mr. Barney pulls out a banana and goes, does anyone know what we're doing with this banana? Little Johnny goes, Mr. Barney, I reckon we're going to learn to put the condom on the banana. And Mr. Barney goes, no, Johnny, I can't get an erection on an empty stomach.
Oh, he's... Ooh, how does that start with the window thing?
I've been at him a fucking few times about the window thing. Every time I fucking message him or anything, it's fucking wine you would end up. It's just been a fucking, yeah. That is fucking gold. Mate, this bloke has the most fucking putrid fucking jokes, hey? So I actually fucking cringe every time he calls in because, A, I don't get the fucking... He actually said he couldn't get to the fucking call-in line. He said he couldn't... It wouldn't go through. I said, I'll just send it to me and I'll send it. He said, nah. He's not going to get past the gatekeeper.
So. Yeah, right.
But fucking thanks for that record, Ralph.
Nice. That was a good joke. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I can't get an erection with an empty stomach. Holy fuck. Right, here's the last one for today. Here we go.
Lads, Pink Bits here. Just calling in another joke for you.
Yeah, man. Smash us.
What do you call coming inside a woman? Loading the dishwasher.
Oh, you can't. He just did.
You can't. He did.
He did.
Yeah. But you know what? It's a fucking...
Loading the dishwasher.
It's a fucking joke. It's a joke.
It's great. It made me laugh twice. Actually, I might have had a third chuckle
over. Get over your fucking self. So, do you know why women have small feet?
Oh.
So they can stand close to the sink. Do you know why women wear fucking white when they get married? To blend in with the appliances.
Oh, dude, you're on fire.
The fucking jokes.
Fucking Barney's on fire today. I'm liking it.
Mummy, mummy, why is fucking daddy running so fast? Do you remember those jokes? They were going around.
Yeah, I'm hopeless.
Son, fucking hand me another fucking shotgun shell.
Oh,
yeah. Each of those fucking jokes and the jokes. It's not fucking what we're
doing. Yeah, that's good. Like, fucking love it. Bring it on. Well, that was the call-ins for today. Thanks for everyone calling in, participating with the lads podcast show.
No, absolutely. It's fucking.
How do they? If anyone's got a fuck off or a joke or a call in or a rant, what? How do they do it, Barney?
You voice record.
Yep.
Send the voice recording to theladspotty@gmail.com.
Excellent.
And send it over to Stiffy, as long as with a dick pic or fucking something else like that. So, yeah, just surprise him because I don't get any of the emails and I like it that way. So,
yeah it's good.
Send him a dick pic.
Righto. So, geez, I've got a frog in my throat. That toad.
Fucking, it's not a frog, it's a toad.
So, I got another joke sent in to me today. I don't know who sent this in. I can't remember. It was a screenshot. Anyway, so it's like a little Johnny joke, but it just says, I got a new stick of deodorant today. The instructions said, remove cap and push up bottom. I can barely walk out. I can barely walk, but when I fart, the room smells lovely. I can't remember who sent me that.
That's fucking gold. I like it.
That's good, eh?
That's good. I like it. It's...
Remove the cap and push up bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just simple.
Simple.
All right.
Fucking funny.
Here's another one. I should be better at this, writing down who sends me this, but I'm going to play it. Or it might have been something I found. I don't know. But anyway, let's see.
When you're ordering tyres for your four-wheel drive.
Oh, I'm going to start that again because it cut off. So there's a couple of things about four-wheel drives here today. This one's a four-wheel drivey.
Right.
And I've got another one as well. So here we go.
So just remember, when you're ordering tyres for your four-wheel drive, make sure you get nice chunky ones, so that way when you hit a vegan, they're easier to rinse out with the hose. Follow me for more four-wheel drive accessory tips.
The fucker looks like Papa Smurf too, doesn't he?
Fucking classic. Yeah. It starts off like he's giving you a really good tip.
I've actually got tears.
Then he just smashes out the vegan. When you run over a
vegan,
you can wash him out.
Fuck the vegans. I think I've said it before. Do you know what vegan means in Aboriginal language?
No.
Can't hunt.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. They've got no other option to fucking go and eat fucking
vegetables. Eat a fucking eucalyptus leaf.
I love veggies, but yeah, fucking I love meat more.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's the way I like it. Watch out the vegans.
Right. So now I want to play you another one while we're on fucking call-ins and rants and whatnot. I'll try and set a bit of a scene because watching the video, of course, I can't show our listeners this video. But you know when you're at a party and someone's always got to take it too far or just talk the shit, right? And someone talks the shit. Now, this is a fucking Nissan Patrol wanker.
Yep.
I'm just going to press play. And you got to try and anyone that's listening to this, have a real good listen because he's trying to paint a picture on him going pretty fast.
Oh, that's not Mooney Mooney.
It is.
Fucking.
You've seen it?
That.
Here we go.
Fucking gold.
I win the game. Which one do you reckon I win? You think the lean bar, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm game, yeah.
Yeah, fuck, mate. The Nissan Patrol eats it in third gear while it's in top. Yeah, fucking ranging its little ass out. The Lamborghini's ranging its fucking ass out V6. And a six-cylinder turbo diesel just goes straight past it in third hole, mate. And leaves it for dead, mate. 370-odd kilometres an hour.
370.
I'll go my Nissan Patrol. You know, the Mooney Mooney Bridge?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
480, mate. The old patrol's like this, mate. I'm up on my feet. Hey, mate, and I'm bent over like this, with my head pushed against the roof, and the front's coming up like that, and it's sailing down, fucking Mooney Mooney Bridge, like, and cunt's going to me, you're the maddest cunt I've ever fucking seen, mate. You're off your fucking head, mate. And I said, well, what? And these other cunts out there were going to do it fucking better than me.
Yeah.
And I'll be fucked if I was going to let a Toyota get away with it. Yeah. Hey, yeah. So I did. I chomped the old Nissan Patrol, short wheel base, you know, the fiberglass bridge, and rip the roofs off of it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm fucking not joking. This cunt sailed down Mooney Mooney Bridge on the back legs, on its back fucking wheels. It walked.
Yeah.
You know how four-wheel drive can walk?
Yeah.
Well, it started to walk as I was going into the fucking
480k an hour walking.
It started to walk on me on its back. I just fucking held that cunt and just held it, mate. Fucking all muscles, white fingertips, all fucking 10 yards, mate. All the way down through there, mate. Fucking passing cars like they were standing fucking still, mate. Some of the cars were doing 150, mate.
Yeah.
And I'm just.
some of the other cars were doing 150, and I'm.
That is fucking gold. Fuck, that's been around for a long time. So that was actually filmed in on January the 1st in 2001, I think.
Oh, was it? Yeah, is it so, that old?
Yeah, yeah. And it was like fucking three more sleeps before that cunt was Christmas time.
Oh, fuck.
So he was fucking, mate, he was off his head.
I only just seen, that's the first time I've seen it was the other. I've never seen that before.
That's been around for a long time.
Really?
Fucking, yeah.
Oh, fuck, there you go.
That cunt was cooked.
He was proper
fucking cooked.
Proper on the glass Harley there, bros.
Proper, mate.
Fucking hell.
He was fucking, yeah, on it.
Fucking passing the Lamborghini.
Where is he now? I want to interview him.
Oh, yeah, all right. I didn't realise this was that old.
He'd be in Goulburn jail. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cooking up.
If you know where he is, fucking shout out, because I want him on the show, because I want to fucking find out, dude, what the fuck he done to that.
If that was him back 15, 20 years ago, imagine the cracktivities, the crack shit that he'd be going on now. Dude, it'd be another level.
Yeah.
Absolute another level.
Yeah.
Give us a call in.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. Shout out to the Mooney Mooney Bridge fucking patrol dude.
He'd have to be getting around.
It's the soft top one with the fucking, what do you say, the fiberglass top that comes off. That fucking fiberglass top.
Mate, I reckon if you actually got a fucking Nissan Patrol and dropped it from the moon, by the time it entered the earth, it still wouldn't do 480.
It's fucking
impossible.
Funny. Oh.
But yeah, fucking good story. And look, probably no mayo at all on that.
Oh.
Fucking there's no sauces, no salt and pepper, no fucking nothing.
Nah, just it's a pure, is that a pure vegan fucking yarn?
That's a fucking, mate, I reckon that cunt was,
oh, that's just a fucking,
he was, yeah.
He's off his head.
Cooked.
Proper
cooked.
Right, well, I'm spewing that's an old one, because I've never fucking seen it.
Yeah, that's insane.
Wow. Right. Far out. Okay, well, that's all I've got to play today. It's pretty cool. What else have you got there, Braz? Have you got a joke at all?
I've got a joke, but I've also got a saying as well.
Oh, I have a saying.
Yeah. So, well, you know, we normally do the motivations and sort of shit.
I've got
like
a moto
that,
today.
You got a moto?
Yep.
Oh, do you want, we'll do them at the end. So, I've still got a fucking few things to fucking.
Yeah. Yeah.
To go through here. I tip footy.
What'd you do?
So, you know, every week I'm going to give you a fucking little bit of a update on that. So
your home team football. So we're on Sunday afternoon.
Let me go into the app. The iTip.
Most games have already been completed now. Yep.
There's not many more to go. I think the Eels were playing Sunday as afternoon. I left. And, I never have great hopes for the Eels, even though they're my team.
Oh, para.
They fucking lost. Actually, it wasn't a bad loss. Okay, so currently I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 right out of the 8.
Wow. That's not too bad. So how are you going in the comp for this week's comp?
Well, let me give you some stats. So we've got the weekly. Let's go back to the weekly. The
weekly.
So we've got Rubble Tipping. I am I'm in the top fucking 9.
So you're 9th?
No, top 9 for this week so far.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got 5 points. The highest scoring points for this week is, other than the joke around, which has got, Zach's got 10. The highest other than that is 6.
6 right.
So I've actually done fucking real well. So let's go to overall.
Yep. That's fucking pretty good.
Overall.
Yep.
It's still loading.
Oh, yeah.
Loading.
Might have a bit of stress with that.
I am currently running at 18th.
Out of 33?
Out of 31 people.
Right. So you're in the back half, but just.
Yep. But I've also put fucking zero effort in. I reckon a lot of people would have been fucking stressing over this. I'm not fucking stressing over it.
No.
I'm just doing fucking every
You're setting a good pace there.
I would have not have picked my team deals and would have given me another point, but how fucking boring would that be?
Yeah, that's a good pace to be setting there, Braz.
There's the fucking Mozzies.
I know, I got a couple already. It's fucking
killed a couple too, so. So the iTip footy, so,
All right, so a bit about sports before we fuck off the sports. F1, of course, it's been a week on since F1 finished, because last time we were doing a potty, it was actually on then.
Yep.
so shout out to the F1s. Poor old Jack Doohan. First lap out.
Gone.
Oh, just.
What happened? I didn't actually watch
it. Oh, he, well, it pissed down rain. And on the outing lap, well, on the first lap, he just fucking, he just binned it. He just fucking sent it into the wall. Anyway, bit devoed for him because he's only got 3 or 4 races this year in the holes. He hasn't got a guaranteed seat, which sucks for him that he,
sorry.
I'm just devoed
that
he didn't get a race. Yep.
And that's the thing, is it's all learning. It's fucking, it's in that sport too. Like, one fucking small mistake can be fucking.
But on the other flip side, Oscar Pistachio. Fuck isn't, me.
Wasn't that the one-legged fucking bloke in South
Pastrani? That's
wasn't that the one that killed his wife?
No, that's Oscar.
Different Oscar.
Yeah, that's a different Oscar. So, he got me there, fuck you. He actually did all right. He did crash at the end, but he's an Aussie as well. So, shout out to Oscar, because he had the fastest car on the track. Anyway, he was faster than his teammate.
What was their top speed? Something like fucking 380 kilometers an hour or something.
It wasn't that high. I think it was 338 or 348 or something. Yeah.
It's that's fucking quick. The reflexes that they have are fucking just a normal person couldn't do it.
Talented.
Absolute talent. Yeah. So hats off to you.
Another thing that happened this week was the astronauts came back from 9 months being in space.
Yes.
Yep. They come back when in their Wellingtons.
Actually, it's fucking made up, isn't it? It looks like fucking Thunderbirds are go. It's bullshit. There was no moon landing.
Yeah, right.
And well, there was no fucking... these cunts are probably in Florida or fucking somewhere like that. Fucking who puts gumboots on to go to the moon?
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't go to the moon. They only went to space. They didn't go to the moon.
That's even worse, because there's no water in fucking space, is there?
No, they didn't go outside.
None.
No.
No, no, it's fucking, that's, yeah. Bad fucking yeah, Hollywood you're awful. Fucking movie.
Well, anyway, we're going to shout out to Elon because he's going to get us over there one day.
Yep.
He listens every week.
Actually, he probably won't at the moment. He's lost fucking couple $1 billion, so I don't think he'll just put us in fuck, mate, first
that's,
far, so.
That's like us putting a dollar through the pokies. $1.
Who puts a dollar on a pokey these days? definitely not Elon.
Well, no, well, that, but him losing $1 billion is like us losing $1. So, no, he's
right. So, you're still going to say, oh, I'm not going fucking cattle class, huh?
No, it's fucking class. Business. Yeah, right it's out. First done. Class all the way.
What right up? Done.
Yeah.
Fucking but, yeah, no, their costumes do look made up. I'm fucking sorry.
Everyone
must be thinking of it.
What do you expect them to wear then? What should they be wearing?
Not gumboots.
Yeah, right.
Because there's no mud. There's no fucking water or anything. they might be fucking knee high.
They might be comfy.
I don't think they're thinking about comfort or anything like that. It just really looks like a fucking...
anyway.
Nah.
So the rocket that they sent up to go get them, did you see the...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Main tank, when it went up, it came back down and they caught it again. Mm. That's fucking phenomenal. That's something that gets my blood pumping when I watch that.
That looks like AI to me. Like, it just looks like it.
Looks so fake.
Physically impossible.
Yeah, it looks fake, doesn't it?
And looking from the first one to like fucking where he is now is, he's killed it.
The man's
a genius.
Absolutely. I want to be there for a launch to watch that fucker go up. And then all of a sudden you're just looking up and then you see this thing coming back down and it breaks the sound barrier. It has a sonic boom on the way down.
Yep.
And then it just lights the candle and fucking slows down and then it goes from 16 or 32 boosters down to 3 boosters or something and just fucking floats back into the fucking...
If it wasn't a big pencil-shaped thing, I'd actually have more belief. Like, I actually believe it happens. I don't believe it's a fucking conspiracy or fucking AI. If it was a big round disc and it had 4 fucking... Just like that, it would be more believable to me. But like that, just the big pencil come down with a jet in his bum and fucking come down like that. It's hard to fucking fathom how they can make that actually happen.
So. I think the problem is because we're watching from so far away, it looks like that. Yep. But then when you have, like, if you actually get into the videos of them walking up underneath it when it's not fucking burning, you look at all the fucking burners and that they pivot and rah, rah, rah. It's huge.
Genius.
It's a fucking massive. Genius. But anyway, it's good. I love it. So yeah, shout out Elon. I'll share this with you again this time around because I know you're a massive lover of the lads potty.
Yep. Listens all the time.
Shout out to a new Facebook page that I joined this week. It's probably come up on your page as well. It's a Beaudesert Facebook group of naming and shaming bad car parking. Have you seen that yet?
You'd be on it for sure.
I was going to put my own fucking thing up there. I was seriously going to
do it. Can you do it as an anonymous poster?
You can, but I was going to send it in as me and go, this is my car parking and I fucking own it.
No, just fucking send. I'm actually going to do it. I'm going to join the page and I'm actually going to park fucking crossways and she'd go, look at this.
It's called, set. I can't remember what it's called. It's called like Beaudesert Name and Shame Car Parking, Worst Car Parking or something. It's fucking funny. Shout out to you, Jesse. This bloke, I've never met. Anyway, this Jesse fucking guy, he's funny as fuck. But shout out to you. You can put in their photos of really bad car parking. A lot of people blank out the number plates, and so it's harmless fun. It's cute banter. Yep. It's a bit of this and a bit of that. It's great. And I was like so tempted of just putting my own car in there. That photo I showed you taking up 2 car parks. And just saying, fuck you guys, this is me, I own this town, I take up 2 every day. Fuck yes. Yep.
Do it. Do it. I've got that same photo, so I actually might even join the group and put it in there. So have a look at this fucking cock.
So shout out to that.
Absolutely.
That was good. Fuck, these mozzies are getting bad.
They are, aren't they?
Oh, I just got a couple of text messages, actually. Scooter, he's just flying out to... America to do the mint. Is it the mint? Hang on, let me have a look what he just said. the big race over in the States. Yeah, the Mint 250. No, I don't know if it's a Mint. Anyway, it's in the 250. So I'll bring you some updates with that because that's the big off-road racing over in Las Vegas.
I've never heard
anyway,
of it.
Anyway, I'll bring more to that coming at you next week when I know more. So I've got a bit of motivation to play for you today this week as well, Braz. Mm-hmm. Let's go into that before we wrap things up. Hopefully this plays.
You've got fucking 24 hours every single day, motherfucker. That's it. The same 24 hours as everyone else. The difference, how the fuck you use them. Ask yourself, are you making them count? Most people waste time waiting for motivation, waiting for the right moment. Listen up. That moment will never come. You have to create it. One choice, one step, one action at a time. 1 hour today can change your whole week. 1 week of focus can change your entire month. Imagine where you'd be in a year if you started right now. The pain of trying fades. The regret of doing nothing fucking stays forever. Get stronger. Get better. Get fucking fearless. You got fucking...
How good's that? That pumps me up. You've got 24 hours in a day. For me, it resonates for me because I get a bit lazy in the wintry months when I lose daylight.
Yep.
But it's the same 24 fucking hours of the day to go and get shit done. And when it's summertime, I feel so motivated to go to the gym and go do shit and I feel good about it and rah, rah, rah. Then when it comes to these shorter days and we're starting to get into it, I find myself getting lazy. And then I listen to that and I'm like, it's still the same 24 hours just because the fucking sun hasn't come up yet. Doesn't mean, or you shouldn't feel like not being able to do the same thing every day because the sun's not up yet or whatever's going on. So, you know, that ramps me up. It's like, fuck yeah, this week I want to pump myself up
as well because I actually am practicing this because on fucking Friday I used every one of those hours.
You did
but
too.
But I used them for fucking evil, not fucking good.
You did too.
So it's... Yeah, you do. You have 24 hours in a day. And like you said, and you've actually spoke to me about this a few times, about you're not motivated in the morning to go to the gym because it's dark. And that was one of the things you actually said. It was dark.
Yep.
Come on, what the fuck's that got to do? I fucking go to work in the dark.
Yeah, it every shouldn't
day.
Matter.
Yeah. No, it shouldn't matter. But shouldn't matter. I think as humans, we make excuses for ourselves. Because I think it makes you feel comfortable. Like it goes right out. I don't do that because that's going to fucking hurt.
Yeah.
So you don't do it. So
yep.
I'm definitely guilty about it, like fucking sitting in front of the TV and shit. And it was actually today that actually made me go, you're going to feel like shit. Go down and do the fucking shit you got to do. Get out of the fucking shed. Get out of that fucking house and go down the shed.
Yep.
And yeah, get your shit done.
Fucking oath. Yeah, no, that's
yeah, you got to push yourself. I think the comfortable places are not always the best. Make yourself uncomfortable.
Yeah. And make time count.
Mm.
Because, you know, you're dead for a long time.
You are. You are.
Get in, get it done.
Mm. Tomorrow's not promised. And that's one of the things we put on the stubby cooler for Phil.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, tomorrow's not promised. Make life count or something like that. So, but yeah. Shout out to Tommy for fucking making the stubby coolers up. So they're
very good.
They're in production now.
One last thing. Oh, a couple things to go. I've got one more thing in my notes I want to talk about.
Mm.
Discipline. Now, discipline.
Yep.
When we were kids at school, bring back the fucking cane.
Or the feather duster. Which had a cane handle. So the same fucking horse, bring different eyebrows. Yep.
The discipline in a schoolyard, the discipline in a school ground, the discipline in a school classroom.
Yep.
Fucking bring back the cane. The kids these days, and I've got kids.
Yeah,
they get away with blue murder.
Smack them on the ass, man. Well, it's fucking definitely the
crow
hand,
peck the fuck out of them.
Yeah, just fucking.
What it didn't hurt me.
Hit them. Hit them.
Crow peck them.
Hit you kids.
Get the cane out. Smack them across the knuckles.
Yep.
You know, like not saying we should abuse our kids, but
100%
we need to pull
kids,
we need to pull
need
these
discipline.
We need to pull these kids into line when it comes to you're at school to do this or that. And discipline, just
that's what kids are cunts today. I'm fucking sorry. I will fucking go on a rant because kids are fucking cunts today, and I'm gonna say cunts again because they don't get disciplined. There is no consequences.
Yes.
Mate, if I did something wrong, I got a kick in the ass. I got the belt.
Yep.
I got fucking shit. What it did for me, it didn't stop me from doing all that shit. It made me smarter. It made me fucking smarter so I could do it and get away with it. I never got the consequences. But it's...
Yep.
I truly do believe it's all these new laws and fucking shit like that that is fucking going through. Yes, don't flog your kids.
No, I'm not saying that. Like,
it's a fucking...
The next thing I want to talk about is that domestic violence thing. So there's a fine line between what I'm joking about here.
You got the same discipline as what I did.
Yep, correct.
You learn to respect police.
Respect your elders.
Blah, blah, blah.
You know, respect your school teachers. Respect your schoolmates and all that sort of stuff. So... I'm just saying, like, fuck all of that stuff that we had back then. Yeah, it's an argument you go around in circles with, but fuck me, look at what we've becoming, and everything. There's no respect to our police officers. There's no respect to our laws, ambulance officers.
For like, fuck's sake, they're there to help you. Like, fucking, why would someone do that? So.
Kids are out right now, running around on. These motorbike, push bike, electric bike things, I've got no problems with that. I think that's great. It's got them, they've get them, given them some outings, you know, get them out of the house and shit like that. I'm not against that at all.
Did you ever steal a car when you were a kid?
Oh, I'm not going to reply on air to that.
Obviously did, but...
yeah, there's some things I will not talk about on air.
I never stole a car when I was a kid.
I never said I did.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's,
you know what I mean? Like, it just seems like the old cane. So
fucking soft.
The old cane. I'm talking about on the back of your hand or on the palm of your hand, or the teacher be able to walk around and smack the cane on the desk and make a hell of a noise and go whack on the desk.
Yeah, they can't do
pull
that
your
anymore.
Fucking head in, Johnny, you know? Just to show a bit of authority, not to abuse or to bash or any violence, but I guess. Don't mind a bit of violence on the old back of the hand, you know, but where do you know, just saying, like, it didn't do me any bad. But listen, my next subject is about domestic violence, so there's a fine line.
There is, yeah. Don't.
However, it's just.
Don't hit women or don't hit men. And fucking, yeah.
So shout out to the cane. I think we should bring it back.
It's never coming back.
It's never coming back.
It's never coming back.
I know, but fuck me.
It's fucked.
I think we just lived in an era where. Discipline was there and respect was shown. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You look at the animal kingdom, like fucking, we'll just go to horses for such. A mare will kick its foal if it's fucking doing something wrong. And then the little fuck doesn't do it again.
Yeah, right.
It's fucking taught a lesson. And that's the way it is. I'm not even particularly saying the cane or that, but like there's disciplinary action that you can actually do for fucking kids that have been fucking naughty.
Yeah,
I just it fucking nut balls my piss.
Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in. Now I'm all about I'm all about domestic violence awareness. Of course, I've jumped on the bandwagon with that. So I'm gone from one tangent to the next. But there is makedvacrime.com.au. Jump on that, lads and ladies. This is not a gender thing. This is not pointing fingers. It's just I think. There's too much of domestic violence in the world, in our area. The police are struggling with the resources of their time. Fucking 90% of it's domestic violence. So let's make it a crime. Let's make there's consequences against domestic violence. So jump on the petition today. I've done it. Make DV a crime every time. Righto. Just wanted to fucking get that out. Good.
Well done. Well said too.
Yep. No worries. Thanks there, well Braz.
Your motivation, what was your motivation?
That was that motivator.
Yeah, so my motivation is it's actually, there's no video or anything. It's actually spoken by a, actually I'll play it.
Yeah?
Someone very famous. Masturbation.
Masturbation?
Oh, sorry.
What?
Fuck that up. Procrastination.
Shit, that doesn't even sound the same. It.
Procrastination is like masturbation. In the end, you're only fucking yourself.
So
fucking fuck that up. Proper.
Procrastination proper
is like
masturbation.
In the end, you're only fucking yourself.
I like it. Procrastination. Mm. Yeah. Do you procrastinate a lot?
I do. I do too much, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Just like...
Do you masturbate too much as well?
I'm 54, mate. I don't masturbate anymore.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, no.
That's a good saying. Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
procrastination is, I think it's just your mind's way of fucking trying to make sure you're not going to get fucking angry or cranky or fucking.
Yeah. I think, listen.
Don't fucking sit down. Don't do it.
If you don't procrastinate or if you don't think about things or if you don't, you know, maybe go through versions of events as in there's three ways of, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't think I procrastinate too much about it because is procrastination before or after?
Definitely before.
But is there procrastination afterwards as well? Or is that a different...
Well, no, you finish the job, so it can't be called procrastination if you've fucking done it.
If you've done it, yeah.
So I think procrastination, for me, is something I want to go and do.
Yeah, correct.
Or, and I just go, oh...
Or a choice or a decision.
So
or
many other fucking things that you could do or... You could watch this show or fucking correct. That show or
procrastinate.
So you just don't go and do it. And mine is I don't go and do it because I know it's a kind of a job and I'm going to get cranky. And Netflix never hurt me. Fucking Stan never hurt me. So I'll just go and sit down
go and do TV. That.
So,
that's fucking gold. No, that's good, mate. Well, that is all me for the day. Shout out to our social media. Anyone that's still listening to this one. You can join us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Of course, where are we on now? You're listening to us on all where podcasts
all platforms,
are. All podcast anything. Platforms.
Yeah.
Of course, Spotify is the biggest one.
Yeah.
So like and share us and subscribe and hit the little button and blah, blah, blah. The Lads Podcast is all about lifestyle adventure and daily stories. So if you want to participate in the show, like Bot from Bundy has done, like Pink Bits,
yep.
Wreck It. All the lads today.
Jack from Melbourne.
You can everyone. Do the same. JP, I'm talking to you right now. You told me you're going to send something in twice now, so I'm calling you out. I texted.
Did he?
Yeah. Come on, JP. Get on the bandwagon.
Yep.
I might even give you a stubby cooler if you send one in, brats. All right. Anyway, I think I'm done. So I'm the big stiff man, and I'm fucking out of here.
Barney sees by.
Come on, let's go. I don't know what comes in, but I couldn't care less. I refuse to feel stressed. There's no fear in my chest. Here to pull from my steps. Walk away from the pain I've been through. This feeling of it is brand new. This is the moment I break through.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.